Hi, this is Michelle Sisson, the results lady from DecisiveMinds.com. I'm very excited to have you all on the phone and on the web with us today for our next episode of Decisive Success Strategies. Today we're going to be talking about the three top mistakes that business owners make on LinkedIn, and I have some really exciting stuff to share about that. Before we get started, I wanted to just give you a little bit of a few housekeeping tips. Don't forget that after the call, instead of doing a regular Q&A on this call, I will be on the Facebook fan page. And if you have any questions, I see that we already had some questions on the webcast. So what I'll do is I will actually take those questions over to the fan page with me and answer them there. So if you have some questions, if we don't get them answered during the call, we'll get them taken care of right afterwards. If you are listening to this as a replay of the call, if you're not with us live, then you're welcome to come to the fan page at any time and ask your questions, and I will get those answered for you. You can find the fan page at www.facebook.com/decisiveminds, DecisiveMinds. So that's www.facebook.com/decisiveminds. I also wanted to let you know that we have a Twitter hashtag that we use with the Decisive Success Strategies, and it is #decisive. So if you want to tweet any of the valuable nuggets that you hear in today's call, feel free to do so. We'd appreciate that. Also, there is a handout to go along with this call, and I think that most of you got it in an email earlier today. If you didn't and you're ready to download it, you can go to www.decisivesuccessstrategies.com/LinkedIn. And you'll see the words class handout. I think that's actually the page that you probably clicked on to listen to this call. So look at towards the top of the page and see if you see the words class handout, and you can go ahead and click on that and get that open and get that printed. I'll be talking for a few minutes before we need that, so if you want to go ahead and start working on that right now, you can get that taken care of. Just in case you missed that link, it's www.decisivesuccessstrategies.com/LinkedIn, and then look for the words class handout. Okay, so if you're ready, let's just jump right in with what we're going to do today. Let me tell you first, I'll just give you an outline of what we're going to do. First, I'm going to take a few minutes to kind of share with you what has happened to me and my business over the last 6 months, maybe share a little bit about me and my business. Second, we'll be talking about the three mistakes that business owners make on LinkedIn, and I will give you at least one strategy that you can implement immediately to start getting more visibility on LinkedIn. It's exactly what I've done, and I think it'll really help you. And then third, I'm going to invite you to work with me. I do have an opportunity coming for those of you who feel that what I'm talking about is just what you need, those of you that are ready to turn your visibility into profits. I want to help you take the inspired action, actions that will bring results. After all, I am the results lady. I am all about the results. And I'm very excited to tell you that twice during this call, I will draw the name of someone who is on the line with us who will win a prize. So I'm very excited about that. Before I move on, one more time, just in case you missed it, I want to give you the link for the handout. It's www.decisivesuccessstrategies.com/LinkedIn, and then look for class handout. Okay? So let me start by telling you, I guess, a little bit about me and my business. You know, some people start businesses because they want to change the world and make money, but then they realize that getting clients maybe isn't the easiest thing in the world, and that, that seed they planted and thought was a money tree isn't producing fruit. Well, I partner with those people to help them get visibility for their business and turn that visibility into profits using my 5-step formula. So just wait, think for a minute. Can you imagine what it would be like if your phone was ringing off the hook, if people were asking to interview you. Maybe they're wanting to endorse your products and services, or they're following you on social media, or people are opting into your email list. How about if new clients were seeking you out instead of you begging them? So, well, that is exactly what has been happening to me for the last about 6 to 9 months now, and it has been amazing. And just actually to share some specific statistics with you real quick, my Facebook fan page has, as of yesterday, I believe, we hit the 2,300 fan mark. According to Facebook, the average fan page has about 600 fans, so I'm pretty happy with 2,300. I have a very successful blog at decisiveminds.com. The numbers are high. The traffic is good. Very responsive readers. My social media programs and books were endorsed by Adam Urbanski, the Marketing Millionaire Mentor, and James Malinchek, who is one of the authors of the Chicken Soup for the College Soul. I'm trying to think of which book that was James wrote. And Christy Frank. I don't know if you know Christy's name. Christy was on the first season of The Apprentice, Donald Trump's The Apprentice. So, and she endorsed my books and programs. And then she asked me if she could interview me for her success show about, I guess we did that interview about 4 months ago now. So that was very exciting. I have written 2 books. I created 2 info products, several online social media programs. I've been featured on a lot of websites like Wink, Divapreneurs, Wham Solutions, Work at Home Mom Solutions, Realizing, lots and lots of websites. I've guest blogged on lots of sites. I was named one of the top 100 female bloggers for 2010 by Women in E-commerce. This list could go on and on. I co-created the Ultimate Blog Challenge with Michelle Schaefer, and that I'm really excited about because that's actually happening right now. So if you're a blogger, you might want to check that out at www.ultimateblogchallenge.com. And so, you know, all kinds of amazing, exciting things have happened to me in the last 6 to 9 months. But you know what? It wasn't always this way. A year ago, on January 11th of 2010, I actually started this business. So a year ago, I had no business. I was terribly shy and couldn't even imagine I'd ever be teaching teleclasses. I had no products, no website, no blog. I had no idea how to use social media to get new clients. And I had about 17 people on what I could consider was my email marketing list at the time. It was actually a stack of business cards from 17 women who I had met the month before at a conference. So what I did have a year ago was a great family. You know, I have a wonderful husband who's an entrepreneur and 2 teenage kids. Entrepreneurship just runs through my veins, and the ability and desire to learn everything I needed to learn. So I knew I could make it be successful. I just needed to get out there and figure it out. So I set out to do just that. I took a bunch of classes. I started attending live events and learning and networking. I took a 3-month social media program through selfgrowth.com. I joined a mastermind program. I did everything I could think of to figure out what it was that I needed to do to build my business online and my visibility. So, you know, before we start talking about LinkedIn, I want to remind you one more time about the handout, just in case you haven't gotten it, because since you guys are on mute, I'm not sure. So let me give that address one more time. It's www.decisivesuccessstrategies.com/LinkedIn, and then look for class handout. Okay, so I tell you all that stuff about what I've done to say that, the beginning of last year, I had no clue that I would be teaching social media classes. Trust me, I knew absolutely nothing about it. But I spent so much time learning it, and I started using it for my business and attracting clients and attracting attention and visibility and all these things. And then my clients wanted to start knowing, that's what they wanted to know. They wanted to know how I did that. How did I get those clients through LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all these other things that I was doing. So I'm really excited now that I get to share those things with you. And today, obviously, we're going to be focusing on LinkedIn. So at this point, if I were teaching this class, I would usually try to convince you that you need LinkedIn, but I actually have a feeling that most of you already, you know, you're here because you realize that already and want to know how to use it, not that I need to convince you. But I am going to give you a few statistics because I love statistics. So these statistics came from LinkedIn and quantcast.com, and actually they are on the second page of your handout, and you're going to see them at the top. The excuse me, I won't go through every single one of them, but the ones I thought were important, LinkedIn has 85 million users, and a lot of times when people see that 85 million versus Facebook's 500 million users, you know, it just doesn't seem impressive, but it is actually extremely impressive because it is a much more niched, much more narrow group of people. They are higher educated. They make more money. They are in charge of businesses. And if you own a business that you sell B2B or business to business, then this is there's a very good chance that your market, your potential client, is on LinkedIn. So I just wanted to show you some of those statistics. Excuse me, that 39%, you know, of the people on LinkedIn report that their income is over 100,000. 48% of them completed college or more, grad school. So some really amazing statistics. And what I can tell you from my experience on LinkedIn is that LinkedIn users are responsive. When you talk to them, they respond. When you send them an invitation to an event, they respond to you. So we'll be talking about all that in a little bit, but it's extremely important. So, you know, if your potential market is there, you want to be there, right? Okay, so we're going to jump right into the top three LinkedIn mistakes. That's what I called the call, but then I had a fourth one that just kept begging me to say it. So I'm going to call this the bonus mistake. All right, so we actually have four mistakes tonight for this call. And so this one, we'll call it a writer downer. You'll have to just write it in. It doesn't have a blank or anything. And so the bonus mistake is that people don't completely fill out their profile. Very important. On LinkedIn, your profile is your calling card. It's your business card. It is your SEO ranking. It's everything on LinkedIn. It's what people, I hate to use the word judge, but people judge you based on your profile, okay? And the other thing is that LinkedIn has it set up so that if you can be keyword specific throughout your profile in certain areas, then you can rank higher or rank well when people search for particular things. So I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. One of my keywords is blogging because I happen to love blogging. I really promote blogging to all of my clients and anyone who will stand still long enough for me to talk to them. And so when you search for blogging on LinkedIn, my profile comes up number 5 out of 62,000 people. There are 62,000 people on the list, but I am number 5. And I'll tell you that you know from experience, I can pretty much bet my bottom dollar on this, that when you search, even if you're on Google or Yahoo or wherever you are searching, you want to be in that first 10. You will look at the first 10, right? You might click to the second page. You hardly ever click to the third, and just beyond that is just hopeless, right? So if someone is searching for you or someone in your particular area of expertise, you want to be on that first 10, right? So one of the ways to do that is to have your profile completed and to have it keyword specific. And so, now, you know, the other one that I have, the other keyword that I use is client attraction. It's one of the others. And when I searched client attraction this morning, just to make sure that I'm still up there, I was number 1 out of only 4,900. But still, I'm number 1 above some really big name people. So, you know, pretty important. So that is our bonus mistake, to make sure that your profile is filled out. Okay, so number one mistake that we're going to talk about is wait on others to connect with you. You cannot wait on others to connect with you. That is what the majority of people on LinkedIn are doing, and you don't want to be with the majority, right? You want to stand out. So I call that people who are just like watching are LinkedIn voyeurs, and you don't want to be a LinkedIn voyeur. So there are a couple of really easy ways for you to connect with people. You can answer questions or maybe ask questions, but I prefer to answer questions because then you're seen as the knowledge, the person with the knowledge. And it's real easy to get to the questions section in LinkedIn. You can click on the More button on your when you're on your homepage on LinkedIn. You'll see in that first image, I've actually already done that. I clicked on More, and then I clicked on the word Answers. And this is the screen that comes up. I went in and searched for my keyword blogging, and questions, a lot of questions started coming up. And so you can just go through there, find a question that you feel comfortable answering, click on it, post an answer. The person who created the question has the ability to go through and rank the answers. So this is a really good way to get your name out there. A lot of people use this section for the answers section, whether they are asking questions or answering questions. So great way to connect with people. The second way to connect with people is to comment on group discussions, and that's what the second image is there. That's actually a discussion that was started in the Abnormal Marketing group. And whenever you look at a group page and you see all these discussions, if you move your mouse over the discussion, the words pop up, like, comment, share, more, okay? And so then you can just leave a comment or you can like it. You can see here that I hit the like button on that particular one. So it's a great way to connect with people, especially if you see the same people making a lot of comments or posting a lot of discussions in a particular group. That's probably a person of influence. So it's a great person to connect with. So very good way to connect. So I would say that obviously is my number one mistake, which is, you know, to wait on others to connect with you. It's important to get out there and start making those connections yourself and be seen that way. That I did a lot of that, and that really worked for me. Okay, so let's see. Before we go on to the second mistake, I want to stop and draw a name because I think I told you a while ago that I am going to give away two prizes on this call. We're going to draw names for two winners. And you know what? Before we do, let me just remind everyone, anybody who might have joined us late, that I am Michelle Sism, the results lady from DecisiveMinds.com, and you're listening to the next installment of our Decisive Success Strategy series. Today we're talking about the top three mistakes business owners make on LinkedIn. We've covered mistake number one, not connecting, and we talked about a bonus mistake, not completing your profile. So before we go to number two, let me tell you what we're drawing for. We are drawing for a free ticket to my upcoming virtual training, which is called Take Action, Get Profits, Turning Your Facebook and LinkedIn Efforts into Profit. It's a one-day virtual event that's going to be held on Wednesday, February 9th. So let me do the drawing here. Let's see who our winner is. Let's see. It is Martia Nelson. Yay, Martia. If you are listening to the call, please send an email to my assistant at tiffany@decisiveminds.com. That's tiffany@decisiveminds.com, and she will get you all set up for the virtual event. Okay? All right, fantastic. So let's move on to mistake number two, and that is not utilizing LinkedIn events. Or worse than that, it could be creating events and then letting them sit out there for others to find, so not promoting the LinkedIn events that you create. One of the things that I found that I used very successfully over the last 6 to 9 months were events in LinkedIn, because I do a lot of teleclasses. I do a lot of different event things. And so what I found was that I could go in there and create an event, and events have the ability to be very viral on LinkedIn, kind of like Facebook. So I create an event. If you say you're coming, then all of your friends see my event as well, that kind of thing. So I need to make sure that when I create my event, I get it out to my friends. I share it with all of them so that they hopefully will say that they're coming and like it and comment and do all those things. So let's see. On the first picture that you're seeing there, to get to events, to get to events, you want to go to the More button again, and then you will see Events. Just click there. you'll see a button to create your own events or add an event. It's very simple. I'm not going to go through the details of adding events because I think you can get through that. The one thing I want to talk about is that the title should be descriptive and keyword rich. So I pulled up the screen that was showing my current event, which is the January Ultimate Blog Challenge. And I wanted you to notice, I'm pointing at the title with the arrow, that I would love to think that people are just searching for blog challenge, but they're not. They don't know that bloggers don't realize they need a blog challenge until they do one. So I went ahead and added keywords to that, blog traffic, accountability, and support. And so hopefully that makes it a little easier for people to find, because not only do I want to share it with everybody, I want to make it easy for people to find as well. Okay? So then the next thing you want to do after you finish creating your event is to promote that event to your current list of friends or your current list of contacts. So LinkedIn gives you the ability to share with contacts. You can just click on that that link, and what happens is LinkedIn creates an email which goes into their inbox on LinkedIn. Okay. So it creates this email, and you have the ability to add 50 contacts to that email and send that to them. And what the email says is, in my instance, it would say, Michelle Sism found this great event, January Ultimate Blog Challenge, yada, 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 and it lists the information for the blog challenge. Several things that I do when I am creating the email. First of all, I normally go in there and I change the opening words. I'll say something like, hey, I know you like to blog, or if you're a blogger, I thought you might want to check out this event. We are doing the Ultimate Blog Challenge again. I'll just do a couple of sentences there and make it more personal, because it just seems so automated, the wording that LinkedIn uses. So you do have the ability to change that, and I recommend that. And then I do choose all 50 people. I fill that box. Now, if you have, I have 500 or so contacts on LinkedIn, so that means that I'm going to do at least 10 of these emails, right? The max you can get is 50 per email. And the other thing that you can do is on the very bottom, there is a checkbox that says, let everyone see everyone else. I don't remember the exact wordings, but I always uncheck that because I want it to be more personal. I want it to feel like I specifically sent that email just to them. And, I am choosing who's getting that email. There are people, obviously, that might be family or friends that this wouldn't apply to, so they're not getting it. It is personal to me. But I can do it in a mass quantity. So let's see, anything else I wanted to talk about that? Oh, the other thing you can do with events is talk about them in groups. And so, one of the things I do after I create an event is I'll go to groups that it would apply to and talk about it. I went to a lot of blogging groups after I created the blogging event and created a discussion to talk about the event. So do yourself a huge favor and create those events, but then also share them. So many people just create the event and never hit the share button and never go through the process of sending that email to your friends. And I do realize that is a little time-consuming, but it is well worth it, because what I've found over the times that I've been using it is that the people on LinkedIn who are receiving that email are very responsive. A lot of them sign up for my events, for my free teleclasses. A lot of them sign up or send me an email back saying, you know what, I can't make it this time, but I would love for you to continue to send me the information. So very cool. All right, so let's move on to mistake number 3. This is the big one. I promised you I would give you a strategy that you can use today. You can take it home, or you can start as soon as you get off the call, and this will work for you. This is what I think is the absolute biggest mistake of all on LinkedIn, and it is not participating in LinkedIn groups. Why groups? LinkedIn, the way LinkedIn works is the groups are kind of like the hangout place, right? It's where you make the connections. You can get massive visibility. I have gotten massive visibility through LinkedIn groups. And you can use them to drive traffic to your website. So that's the exciting part right there. So you have to join the groups. Now, let me just say that LinkedIn started at the end of December to they created what they're calling open groups, okay? And they're just kind of in the process. I actually belong to 47 groups, and 10 of my groups, I looked this morning, 10 of them changed over to open groups. And I say that because at this very moment, you have to join groups to post to them. In the near future, you might not have to join to post. If they're an open group, what we're thinking is going to happen is that you're going to have the ability to post to them if you're not a member, okay? So that could be very important in the very near future. So keep that in mind. But today, for our discussions, we're going to talk about groups that we have to join. So the first thing you need to do is belong to a group. Now, LinkedIn allows you to belong to up to 50 groups. I belong to 47, like I said a while ago. And, you know, I always keep a couple extra just in case I see one that I really like that I want to join. And I'll tell you why that's important in a minute. But let's talk about how I use groups to gain visibility and to drive traffic to my website. Okay? So let's see here. What I do is I start discussions, and these discussions in these groups are simply blog posts that I have written, okay? So you're going to see on the handout, number one says create the discussion, which is your blog post. So what I do is I copy my blog post URL and insert it in the box that appears when I click on attach link. So when you go to a group page, you will see discussions on towards the bottom of the page. You will see, what do they call that? The little slider where the current discussions are going by. They just keep scrolling by. Right above that is the place for you to be able to start a discussion. And in that box, you will see the words attach link. So to start this discussion, I can't even speak. To start this discussion, what we're going to do is click on attach link. We're going to copy our URL post, blog post URL, and put it in there. You can see that I did that. The red arrow is pointing at it. And then we're going to click the attach button, okay? When we click attach, LinkedIn will pull in the description for your blog post. So if you're happy with that description, you don't have to change anything, absolutely nothing. All you have to do is click share. Okay, now you have just started a discussion in that group that is strictly your blog post. This discussion is live, and when someone clicks on it to read it, it will take that person to my website to read the blog entry. So what does that do? That creates traffic. Okay, they can now leave a comment on my blog, or they can come back to this screen and leave a comment here on the group page. You can see where in the number two it says you will see it appears as the latest discussion. Okay, they can come to that discussion. You can see there are the like buttons, the comment buttons. If they click on it, it literally takes them out of LinkedIn to my blog to read it. I would say, you know, when I first did this, the very first month when I learned this little strategy, I doubled my blog traffic just from this one strategy, just from LinkedIn alone. Now, I'm going to tell you why, because I didn't just come in and do it in one group. Like I told you, I have 47 groups. So what I did was I actually did this in all 47 if it applied to them. Okay, I'll explain that in just a second. So I don't want to go through these steps, though, for 47 different groups. So there is a little shortcut. If you look at number three, you can go to your home page on LinkedIn, and you will see your newsfeed, right? Your newsfeed is on your homepage. Once you have created that one discussion in the very first group, it will appear on the newsfeed. Once you see it on the newsfeed, you will see a share button. You click on share, and a box will appear, and that is the box that's in the image on page 5 of the handout, okay? When that box appears, there are three options: post to updates, post to groups, send to individuals. when the box appears, the very first one, post to updates, will be checked. But what we want to do is post to groups. So we want to uncheck the top box and check the second box. When you do that, this blue section will appear that asks you which groups you want to post to. So the easiest way that I found to do this was to just start working through the alphabet. So I'll hit the A button, and all of my groups that start with A will pop up, and I just go through and select them. Now, in this particular example, I had created that discussion in Abnormal Marketing, so I would not click on that group again. I would start with American Businesswoman. And then I would hit A again, and I would choose Article Marketing Experts. And then I would hit B, and I would choose all the groups out of B, and I would hit C until I got all the groups out of C. So you kind of see what I'm saying? I just go through the alphabet. The whole process from point A, when I enter the blog post URL, to finishing sharing with all of my groups, and I, you know, like I said, for all 47 groups, takes me less than 10 minutes. And it is a wonderful strategy to give your VA. Someone, your virtual assistant or your assistant, could do this for you. It's not something you have to sit here and do. It's very mechanical. And so why do you do this? Why did I do it? Because, number one, you gain visibility. Your name and your picture have just appeared on up to 50 groups. You could do it for all 50 if you wanted. One thing I do want to say is that I try to make sure that whatever the topic is applies to the group I post in. So, for example, you know, I belong to a group that swaps quotes because I happen to be a quote junkie. And so, you know, if I'm talking about LinkedIn, I'm not going to post that to my quotes group. It's not going to be interesting to them. But the majority of my groups are going to get the majority of my posts, okay? So every time I post, my name and my picture appears on the groups page. If you make a good post and people interact with you, you could be considered what they call a top influencer for the group. I don't know if you've ever noticed, if you scroll down a group page on the right side towards the bottom, there's I think it's five or six, the top five influencers for the group. And so that is people who are starting discussions, people who are commenting on a lot of discussions, things where there's a lot of interaction. So it's also really good to have your picture and your name appear in the top influencers section for the group, another visibility. And then if you create the most activity in the group for the day, and this is a big one, I want you to listen to this carefully. You know, if you belong to any groups on LinkedIn, you get a daily email from that group telling you about the daily activity, right? So if you create the most activity in the group for that day, your name appears in the subject line of that email that goes to the group member's actual email box, not their LinkedIn email box, their Gmail or their decisiveminds.com or their real email address. That's very important because when I realized this, what happened was, you know, I started posting 3 to 5 times a week in posting different blog posts into those discussions. And so all of a sudden, my face and my name were appearing on all these groups, and my name kept coming up into people's email boxes in the subject line from LinkedIn, okay? Massive credibility, okay? So the first month I started using this one strategy, like I told you a while ago, I doubled my web traffic. I also was invited, I was interviewed that month by two people that had found me through LinkedIn, through the groups. I was asked to participate in a book launch that drove a lot of traffic to my website. That was really good. And with Kathleen Gage, and Kathleen found me through LinkedIn. So, you know, that strategy right there is very powerful. It worked very well for me, and it is something that you can get off of this call tonight and do immediately if you're blogging. If you are not blogging, I would recommend that you blog. But if you don't want to blog, then you could start discussions. You know, go in there and ask questions. Get involved in those groups. Become a participant, not just someone who's sitting on the sidelines watching. Okay? But a suggestion for you is to use that last strategy, and you should be able to go through the handout, hopefully, and just follow those steps. to be able to post it on your own. So I'm very excited about that. You know, these are the types of strategies that I teach people all the time so that they can build an online presence. Then I also teach them how to turn that presence into profits. That's a big thing. You can have massive visibility, but if you're not making any money, then your business is a hobby, okay? A business that doesn't make money is a hobby. So I have strategies that I use, you know, that include blogging or LinkedIn or Twitter or YouTube. Of course, my favorite is Facebook. You know, by the way, one of my YouTube strategies, day before yesterday, I created a video that's called How to Publish Your Blog on Kindle. And so I went through Google earlier today to check and see if I ranked with my video, and it was ranked number one, so I was so excited. It still amazes me. I know the strategies work. I do them time and time again, and they work, but every time I do, I get so excited. So I just wanted to tell you all that. You know, when I actually looked at what I had done this last year, I realized I really just had a few select proven strategies that I do over and over and over. I'll tell you a little bit about how you can find out about those strategies. And oh, and don't forget, we'll be drawing for a second winner in just a little bit. I promised you that this call wouldn't last more than about 45 minutes, so we only have about 10 minutes to go. So be sure and stick around for that second drawing. You know, I guess this would be a good time for me to tell you about the event that that Martia won the ticket to earlier. It is happening on February 9th, and I think it is something you need to really look at. It is extremely important, I believe, to us as business owners because, you know, I teach these strategies like we've been talking about today, but in a virtual event, I'm able to take those strategies a lot deeper. And the great thing about the virtual event, and we actually did this event back in December, and we could implement the strategies during the training day. So just like you can get off of this call with this strategy that I just gave you and implement it today, we did the same thing during the virtual day. And so we would be on the phone and we would learn something. We would get off. Everybody would try it. We'd get back on the phone and talk about it. It was absolutely great. You know, I told you earlier that a year ago I didn't have a business at all. I started completely from scratch and I really had no clue how to use social media to get my business noticed, so I spent a lot of time and money and energy figuring this thing out, and it worked so well that people really started asking me how I did it. I say this all the time, so I'm not sure if I said it early on the call, but I really didn't think I would be teaching social media. I really thought I would be doing something different at this point, but I just absolutely fell in love with this, and this is what everyone wants to know, so I'm excited to get to do what I love to do. So I have been teaching others what it was that I did during the last year that got me here today. And, you know, I wanted to read to you what two of my clients wrote about the last virtual day we did in December. The first one came from Carol Jensen. And Carol is with Greg Jensen Originals. They make really cool Western accessories. You guys need to check them out at www.silverbuckles.com. And Carol wrote, Michelle's all-day classes and written information have provided a great platform for me to create my splash in social media and social networking. Totally got my money's worth and appreciate her personal support as well. I highly suggest investing into her products. You'll certainly get your company on the ground and heading in the right direction with social networking. Thank you, Carol. That was amazing. And then I'm going to read you another one that came from Sue Porter. Sue is the Accidental Leader from accidentalleader.com, and Sue is an executive coach to leaders and business owners, and she wrote, I was thrilled to have the opportunity to attend Michelle's virtual day. Even though I've been doing Facebook for a while now, I was amazed at the new things I learned from Michelle that were implemented on the spot. Not only is her delightful southern voice pleasant to listen to, her content and flow for the day were delivered in an inspiring zeal that kept me engaged. Michelle imparted a fire to me that made me believe that this really is my year to go from best kept secret in the desert to being where Michelle is now. And it continues on, but I'll stop there. Thank you, Sue. So, by the way, let me just give y'all a little hint. If you ever have, if you ever have a down day, go back and read some of the things that your clients say about you. Keep a little file with, you know, all those positive things in it. It sure will make you feel good. You know, so I wanted to tell you about this program. In this program, we explore how you can get your fan page in front of 10,000 people on Facebook with one update. I can actually show you how to get in front of 60,000 people with one update, but I usually stick to 10 just in case. How to connect with the right people on Facebook, very important. You don't want to just be connecting with everyone. We hear all the time about this numbers thing. Do the numbers count? Are the numbers important? Do we need big numbers? We need the right people. That's what we need, right? And another question I get asked all the time is, what do I do on my Facebook fan page? What do I share? What do I talk to people about? So one of the things we learn is how to keep people engaged on your fan page, how to get top listings in LinkedIn searches. Remember a while ago I told you that, you know, I was listed number 5 under blogging, number 1 under client attraction. One of the things we will learn during the virtual day is how to create your profile so that you can rank in LinkedIn searches. Or how to find your potential client on LinkedIn. That's a lot. There are a lot of strategies for that, and much more. So this program is actually a 6-hour virtual training, which includes time on and off the phone so that you can implement what I teach. And, yes, if for some reason you can't participate live, you will get the recordings. We had several people last time who actually had to listen to the recordings afterwards. So, but I heard from them, and they all loved it as well. So I started thinking, what would I need to do to get you to take the action necessary to get visibility and turn that into profitability? I think that for me in particular, I think that Facebook and LinkedIn are two of the most important sites for business owners. And that is one of the reasons that I focus this virtual day exclusively on those two sites. The other reason is because I think they're two of the most misunderstood, okay? For small business owners, they are so very important. They help level the playing field so that small business owners can compete with these giant companies, okay? Can compete for the right clients, and they're very inexpensive, and they make it, I don't want to use the word easy because you do have to work, but they make it easier to market your business and to find your clients. So I know how important this is for you, but I want to make it even better. I want to teach you how to add 1,000 fans to your fan page in the next 30 days. So if you register for this class, you're immediately going to get the download to my program that teaches you just that. It's a $27 program, and you will get it immediately. I call that program simply How I Grew My Facebook Fan Page from 1 to 1,026 Fans in 30 Days, which is exactly what I did. And in that program, I teach you the 3 steps that I did to get those 1,000-plus people in 30 days. I also am a very big believer in live events for both knowledge and networking. Actually, in 2010, I attended, I think it was 6, it might have been 7, live 3- or 4-day training events. So I realize that sounds like a lot, but I think it's extremely important, and I was on a mission to learn everything I could. So when you register for this virtual event, I'm going to give you a ticket to my 3-day event that I'm holding in Dallas on March 11th through 13th, where you will learn from the masters of social media. This will be a social media immersion weekend. So if you want to know it, we'll teach it to you. The investment for this program, the virtual day program, is $197. But I have decided that since you took action and obviously want to improve your LinkedIn and Facebook visibility, I'm going to give you a $100 scholarship off the ticket. So that means the ticket will only be $97. When you register on the website, and let me give you that website address. Actually, I think it's on the handout, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. It's www.decisiveminds.com/virtual-day. All you do is enter the promo code DECISIVE, DECISIVE, and it will deduct the $100 and make the ticket only $97. And one more surprise, the first 10 to register, I'm going to give you a second ticket to the virtual event, so that you can bring your assistant or VA, so you can have that person participate with you and they can learn what you're learning, because this is extremely important for them to understand as well so they can implement for you. Okay, so let me recap, because that was a lot. You get the virtual training day with recordings of all the events if you should happen to miss or need to re-listen to them. You get one ticket to my live event in March, a $100 scholarship off the price of the ticket, and the first 10 to register get a second ticket to the virtual day for their assistant or VA, all for only $97. So why, you know, I know what you're thinking. She's crazy. Why am I making this special offer? Because I know how important it is for you to have massive visibility online. That's what I did. That's what, this is how I got to where I ended my year. But even more than that, it's important to know how to turn that visibility into profit. Okay? It's extremely important. We're going to focus on how to turn it into profit. So I hope that you learned something today, and I hope that you will consider taking that class with me. I can't wait to hear how you implement the LinkedIn group blog sharing technique that we talked about earlier. If you have any questions of that, be sure and join us on the fan page. Oh, wait, before we go, I have the second drawing to do. So let's see here. Let me get my little list. And the winner is Anita. Let's see. Oh, okay, from her email address, I can tell. It just says Anita, but her email says Anita Crawford Clark. So how awesome is that? Anita, if you're listening, you can send an email to Tiffany@decisiveminds.com, and we will get your registration taken care of for the virtual day. So congratulations to both winners, Martia and Anita. I'm so excited, and you guys both need to email Tiffany. And don't forget that in a few minutes, I'll be continuing this conversation on our fan page, and you can join us there at www.facebook.com/decisiveminds. One more time, I want to give you the web address for the virtual event. It's www.decisiveminds.com/virtual day. Don't forget that the Decisive Success Strategy Series comes to you every Tuesday, and I want to thank you for being here with me. And listen, I saw that we have quite a few questions on the web, so I will take all of those questions with me to the Facebook page and put them in there and get you guys some answers. So come by and check those out. This is Michelle Sisson, the Results Lady, saying have a fantastic day, and I'll see you on the fan page. All right? Bye-bye.